Today is Friday, January 10th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm really stressed out today, and I'll tell you why. It's because I know this is going to be like a recurring theme, but I'm so busy. So I have a business trip, and I'm leaving on Sunday. And work has just not gone well this week, as far as I just feel like I've gotten nothing done, but all these issues have come up, and I've been trying to help like three or four or five different people at one time, and there are things that needed to get done to prepare for the trip next week, and those things didn't happen, some planning I needed to do, and stuff like that, and that those things didn't happen, and it was just, ugh. And so I'm going to be like in my hotel room Sunday night, probably, trying to finish up some planning and do some other stuff, or maybe on the plane, who knows. But the other thing is, I have a haircut tomorrow, and it's supposed to snow here tonight, and it could snow tomorrow, and it's also supposed to snow some in St. Louis tomorrow, along with some possible freezing rain, sleet, you know, whatever. And it's probably going to be mostly rain, but there'll be, you know, there could be slick spots on the road between here and St. Louis. And it's a 5-hour trip. So, I mean, you know, it's 10-hour round trip driving plus my haircut. And I still need to scan. I wanted to practice my trumpet while I'm in California because I have Newsies coming up in February. And my pocket trumpet came in today. I'm really excited. I am stressed, but I'm really excited about the pocket trumpet. I played it. It plays really well. It's not, the tuning is not as good as my other trumpet. And, you know, there are some flaws. I mean, it's a $130 trumpet. And like I was saying, the trumpet that I play now, I mean, I bought it way back when I was in college and it was much less money. But if you bought my trumpet new now, it's like $3,000. So a $130 trumpet compared to a $3,000 trumpet. Of course, there are going to be differences. But I played it, and it plays really well, and I'm not mad at it at all, and it's cute. It's so cute. Anyway, so I'm happy about that, but I'm trying to minimize my amount of stuff, you know, as much as possible, and so I didn't want to carry the big book of music. I wanted to go ahead and get it scanned in. Well, I tried like 5 different times today at work to use the copier at work to scan this in, and I've done it before. But I don't know if these pages are larger than the ones last time or slicker, or I don't know what the deal is. But I can't get it to line up right. So, and they're like, it's 110 pages. And I need to use the feeder because, I mean, how long is it going to take me to manually, you know, scan 110 pages? It's going to take a long time. And so I put it in the feeder, but it keeps overlapping pages and like the edge of the music is getting cut off and like all of this stuff. And so I finally had to give up and come home. And, you know, Mark normally does the laundry. I do the cooking and he does the laundry and then we share other things. But, you know, he does the laundry. I put away the laundry, but he does the washing and the drying and the folding. And I put it in the closet, hang things up, you know, stuff like that. But anyway, so, you know, if he goes with me on my haircut tomorrow, that means there's no laundry can be done tomorrow. And that means, you know, and my flight leaves at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Sunday. So that would mean either having to get up really early on Sunday after getting home at like 10 or 11 p.m. tomorrow night and doing laundry, and then packing at the same time. So laundry and packing all at once, as well as, you know, I have church on Sunday as well, which I might have to end up skipping because I'm trying to get ready for this trip. And then, you know, flying for the rest of the day and then getting to my hotel, you know, getting checked in, all that kind of stuff, and then go to sleep and get up and go straight to work, you know, Monday morning. So I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff going on and it's stressful. And it makes me want to eat. It makes me want to like go and get a double cheeseburger or something like that. And I weighed myself and I don't even want to say what I weigh. But it's too much. I weigh 183 pounds. And that is the highest number. It's not the highest number I've ever been at, but that is my top weight ever. So last year when I lost 25 pounds, I was at 183, and then I lost down to, you know, 158, 157, something like that. And so I lost 25 pounds. And so, you know, now I'm back up to the exact same weight that I was before. And I know we were, Scotty was talking about, he's at 205 right now. I'm only like, you know, 22 pounds behind you, Scotty. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And for my height, because I'm 5'7", that is way too much. I'm not muscular. So I'm not, and you know what? I decided on the spur of the moment that I was going to tell you guys what I weigh, because now I'm going to give my weight every Friday. This is a bad time. I shouldn't weigh on a Friday evening, but I hadn't weighed, so I needed a baseline, and I may do my cheat meal tonight. I haven't decided yet, and so I wanted to go ahead and get it out of the way because I didn't want to weigh even more tomorrow morning. So I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to check in with you guys. I'm going to give you my weight once a week, and we're going to lose this weight together. I hope I can. It's really stressful. That's all I'm going to say, but it's, I'm going to do my best. And I may, you know, I may get fast food tonight, but I may do like a grilled chicken sandwich so that I still am not above my calories, but I feel like I've got some kind of a little bit of fast food, comfort food. Because I've cooked most every day this week. I think I cooked every day, in fact. And I didn't get, the only thing I had left was I had steak in the freezer. And I needed to put it in the sous vide at lunch, and I didn't. So there's no way I'm going to get that thawed out and cook the steak for dinner tonight. So we're going to have to get, I guess we could have eggs, but I don't know. I'm not really in the mood for that. So that's my weight. Everyone can mark that down. I don't know how much I'm going to lose, but I'm going to try to lose at least a pound every week. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. So anyway, so I'm just stressed. And I hate to be, you know, I'm sorry. My one listener in the UK who's like, oh, you're always so upbeat. I'm sorry that this was a stressful one, but today just really brought me down. But I am really excited about the pocket trumpet. So, you know, that is a plus side. It's so cute, you guys. I know I posted a picture on my last, but it is so cute. It's adorable. And so I'm excited about that. But I think I'm going to skip the haircut tomorrow. I think I'm going to call them because I really don't know what the roads are going to be like between here and there. And it's, like I said, it's supposed to snow here sometime earlier in the day, which would be the time that we're leaving to go to the haircut. And it's supposed to snow and sleet and freezing rain in St. Louis around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, which would be the time my haircut's over and we're leaving to come back home. And who knows what it's going to be doing in between, you know, in between the 5 hours in between those two locations. I don't know, you know, what it's going to be doing. There's no website you can go to, at least I'm unaware of one, where you can be like, here's the route that I'm taking. Can you tell me the weather all along that route? That would be a really good invention if it doesn't already exist, but I don't think it does. So you could be like, oh my God, I'm taking a road trip tomorrow. Are the roads going to be icy between here and there? You know, or something like that. It's so strange too, because we have a flash flood warning today and then it's switching over to snow tomorrow. It's like the weirdest weather in the world. So that's that. Other than that, other than my stressed out, I'm going to be going, like I said, I'm going to be going to California and I'm going to have a lot of meetings while I'm there, which is no fun, but I do enjoy traveling. What I'm really hoping though, when I went to England, I don't know if you guys remember, if you were listening, you know, when I went to England in September, was it September? I think it was, the day that I left for London, it was flooding here and they literally closed the road, one of the roads to the airport, because it flooded over and the flights were delayed by 3 hours or something like that. So I ended up missing my connection in Chicago to go to London. They had to put me on the red eye flight and then I didn't arrive in London till Monday morning around 7 a.m. And the conference was starting at 9 a.m. So literally all the sleep I got was just the plane. And now we're having bad weather this weekend. I hope it doesn't, like, hurt my flight, you know? All right, well, there was your bitchy episode for today. Maybe Monday will be better. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday from California. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.